Hello everyone, welcome to our share in Mishnayos. Holy Masechta Shavuos, Perek Vav, Mishnah Dalet. In Yishmon al Tanis Cheresh Shot to the Katan, one does not take a Shavua based on the claim of a Cheresh, which is a deaf mute, a Shota, which is an imbecile, person who's insane, and a Katan, a minor. Any of these people make the claim that the other person owes them money, and it's not our parsha here of having to swear for that, independent of what happens next. Vein Mashpin as a Katan, we cannot make a Katan swear, even if it would be a otherwise a situation where he would swear, avonishvayim lakatan vila hektish. But one does swear to a katan or to hektish. So what's going on here? It says the Rav, enishvayim al tainis cherish, gigon shetonu cherish birimiza. Now how would the cherish, now means a deaf mute, or can at least mean it, can at least mean a deaf mute, that's what he's about to say. So how would he claim? He would claim with some sort of hint, he would communicate it somehow. Because the word cheresh that chacham generally use, b'kol makom everywhere, eno shemeh v'eno medaber. He neither hears nor speaks. But tainas katan, kigon shetano katan. For instance, a katan claims money. The amar ka, the pasuk says here, ki yitain ish ariyeh, where a man will give to his friend. Vein b'nesinas katan klum. So katan is not called a man. Therefore, his giving, even if he would give money to someone, to watch, there's no halachic validity to that giving over. Therefore, it doesn't start the whole parsha over here. And so too, if you would be stolen from, etc. Cheresh and shota are similar to katan. Badavka shvud deraisa hu she'en yishvayin al tainas katan. It's only the shvud deraisa we don't come to based on the claim of a katan. Avla shvud ashesis, shvud midarabanin, chayavon lishava al tainas. So one would have to swear, as we said over here, in all these cases where we don't have a shvud deraisa, many of them are having a shvud derabanin anyway, so this would be one of them. Avnishvayin lekatan lehekdish. The Mishnah at the end said that we do swear to a katan or to hekdish. Habali par minichsei katan. One who comes, to get payback from the property of a katan. Let's say the katan's father owed some money to Reuven. The katan's father died. Reuven goes to the katan. The katan has to pay. Oh yifra ela b'shvua. So the collector will only get paid back with a shvua. That the debt hadn't been previously paid. So too, one who is makdish his own property, and then a shtar chov comes out after him, meaning someone, he owes someone money, and he just gave away his property to hektish. So that baal chov, that person who's owed money, the creditor, he can go over to hektish and collect that item. Now, he can only do that, though, tzarech shvua. He needs to take a shvua that he's owed this money, etc., and then hektish will give him the item. Says Mishnah, Ve'ela devarim she'en yishvayim lehem. The following things we do not swear on. Ha'avadim, slaves, v'ashtaros, shtaros are documents. They represent a debt or otherwise money, but they are not actually worth money themselves. V'ha'karkos, land, we mentioned that before. V'ha'hekdeshos, and hektish items we also don't swear on. En behem tashlami kefil, v'lo tashlami arba v'chamisha. Other things that these items do not have, they don't have the payment of kefil, which when a thief is caught with an item, he pays twice. That doesn't apply here. And nor the payment of four or five times, which is when a thief stole a sheep or a cow and then either shechted it or sold it. Shomer chinam eino nishba. Shomer chinam doesn't swear on these things. If a person was watching an item for free, the shomer chinam on one of these items, and then something happened to it, so there would be cases where he would be able to swear that that is what happened to it, and over here he will not. No se sachar eino mishalim. And the shomer sachar would generally pay for certain things that got away from him while he was watching them, won't pay for these things. Rabbi Shimon says, Kachim Mishchai Ba'achirusa Nishbayim Leim. Rabbi Shimon makes a chiluk here. A Kachim, when it's Chai Ba'achirusa on them, meaning land, one does swear. B'she'enu Chai Ba'achirusa Nishbayim Nishbayim Leim. One is not Chai Ba'achirusa on them, he does not swear. Now, we might have to sharpen that definition a little bit, because we have a general rule. So it's not going to be, I should correct myself here, it's not going to mean land. That's generally what the phrase means elsewhere. But kachim shechayev b'achirusa, I should correct myself, it means to say certain karbonos one is chayev to replace, and certain ones he is not. So ones he is chayev to replace, he will swear on, and ones he is not chayev to replace, he will not. Okay? Says the Rav over here, Mishnehe, ha'avonim ashtaros v'akakos v'choli diksiv, akol dvar pesha klal. Pasuk says that the person swears on anything that is a matter of negligence, called var pesha, that's a general statement of klal. Al shor al chamor al se al salmo, then it specifies four items there in the psukim: an ox, a donkey, a sheep, or a piece of clothing. Prat, those are obviously details. Al kol aveda, and then it says again, all anything that is lost, chazer v'kolal, that's again a klal. Klal prat u klal, yitadon el kina prat. So But the rule is you have a klal followed by a prat, which is followed by another klal. We only judge, we only have that case, and something that is similar to the prat. Ma prat meforesh davar mitatal gufo mamon. Just as the prat is something movable that it itself is worth money, al kol davar mitatal gufo mamon. So too anything that is like that, a movable item in itself is worth money. Yeah, yotzu kakos, that excludes lands, which are she'inim mitatal, are not movable. Yotzu avonim, that excludes servants, she'hukshu lekarkos, there's a hekesh between them and karka. Yatsu shtaros, and it excludes also any documents, sha'afu b'shem and tatum, they are indeed movable, however, ain't gufomom. They are not actually worth money themselves, they just represent money. Shekol elu enishman, and one does not swear on any of these. V'hektish enishman alav d'ksiv, and hektish one does not swear on, because it says, ki yitin yishareo, when a man will give to his friend, ... v'lo shal hektish. That phrase is to exclude if it was given to hektish or hektish was given. Ein mehem tashlumi kefo. In these cases, don't have the payment of kefil. The rabbinin ke'ena prat diksiv ve'osa parsha shalom shnayim. And all these things that are ke'ena prat, that the very same parsha says the idea of kefil that he has to pay twice. Lo tashlum arba chamisha v'kol eicha deleka kefil enu shalom arba chamisha. Because anytime you don't have kefil, then you by definition can't have the payment of four and five times. Ke'ena deleka kefil havelu tashlum mishloshiv arba. Because once you take out the second payment, the second time, then it wouldn't be a payment of four and five; it would be three or four. The Torah only said that there's a potential payment of four or five times in that case of the shore, the set that was taken, shechted, or sold, not a payment of three or four times. Shomechinam and Nishba, Shomechinam ain't a love el a shua. Shomechinam generally only has a shua, he'll never pay. The Baal Bais, the owner of the item that the Shomechinam watched, and something happened to it, he comes to the judges. And then the Shomer Chinam has to swear that he did not send his hand against it. He wasn't Sholech Yad. Also, Parsha B'Shomer Chinam Nemra. That Parsha is about Shomer Chinam. And it's saying that him is only Yeshua. Shomer Chinam is the most megal type of Shomer, meaning to say he's Pater on everything except if he was Poshea. The Allah Avadim, Vala Karkos, Vala Shtaros, Eno Nishba. However, he does not swear, even though he would only swear all the time, he would never pay, he does not swear on these things. Because here we have a different limit. It says, when a man will give to his friend, that's a klal. Kesef al kelim says, money or items or vessels, prat. Lishmor es chazer v'klal. It's another klal. Klal prat a klal. Yat adana kein la prat. Again, we're only going to judge similar to the prat. Ma prat mefurish davar mitad v'guf ha-mamon af kol v'chule. So to the same limud, just from different words, different verse, has to be something that is movable, and its body is worth money, so itself is worth money. Yatu kakos to laf mitaltim v'chole, and again, we exclude all the things, as you said before. V'kolei darmina b'hu eno nishba, all these cases where he said he does not swear, daf kishvu deraisa, again, it's only deraisa he doesn't swear, al shvu asesis l'olam chayav nishav, we always take shvu asesis and shvu mizrebat. Notzei socher eno mishalim, the notzei socher does not pay on these things, geneva aveda. He generally pays for geneva and aveda that happens under his watch, akosiv bo l'chiyuv. As it says, im ganov yganev mi imo yishalim belav. It says, if it will be stolen from him, he will pay to the owners. It doesn't pay these things, though. Because it says in his parsha, v'shomer sachar, ki yiten yishareo klal. Again, another klal. Hamor osho orse, v'kol behema. A list of a bunch of different animals. That's, again, a prat. Lishmor, to guard, chazer v'klal, v'chulei, k'dam rinalel. As you said before, it'll be another case of klal, prat of klal. You only have something that is movable, and gufo mamum, and these things are not. And then both of those parshas, Basham Rechinam and Sachar, says Re'eu, his friend. That's always mashma, that's always going to be something he gave to his friend, not something that he gave to Hektish, and not Hektish itself, obviously. Why didn't we mention over here the other two Shomer? The Shol and a Socher. Socher is a person who rents an item. We don't mention them to exclude from them swearing or paying for Avonim Karkalos, Shtaros, and Hektashos, because it's not relevant to them as such a phrase with She'elo or renting Karka. Can't do that. Lo B'Shtaros, Al Rav. And generally, Shtaros also you don't do that. The Kol Shagain, Tzchirus, She'en, or Shayach, B'Shtaros, also you can't rent a Shtar. V'chen, or Shayach, She'elo, B'Tzchirus, B'Hektash, So'asa, L'Hashe, L'Haskir, Hektashos. And it's not relevant to Hektash anyway, because anyways, you cannot lend out or rent out anything of Hektash. It wouldn't be relevant to teach that. Now the last phrase, again, I just want to make sure it's clear because I mistakenly said it out of habit, I suppose, in the first part. The Kashim Shechai Ba'achrayas, last part of the Mishnah, the Rebbe Shimon says, that refers to if a person said, I'm going to bring a korban, and he said, Harei Alai korban, is on me to bring a korban, he'll always have to replace an animal if it gets lost then to fulfill that oath. Right? So in those, one takes a shua because being that he's Chai Ba'achrayas, Rebbe Shimon holds they're in his reshus, and he has to therefore take a shul like anything in his reshus. But if he's not chayav b'achrayis, he says something, hari zu korban, points to a certain animal. This animal will be a korban. If it gets lost, it's irreplaceable. Thereby, one will not swear on that. Thank you for listening. We'll continue.